Hi guys, it's the Jade Princess doing your Sunday questionnaire from Von Scriptapla. Scriptapla. Scriptenstein. There you go. Yeah. Okay, without further ado, what is your ideal body type in a sexual partner and why does this turn you on? I don't have an ideal body type that I like specifically look for in a partner, but like one thing that turns me on a lot is like forearms. Not that people don't have forearms, but you know, I think that's the most attractive part of like the human body. Yes. Do you prefer to be more aggressive or dominant during sex or passive and submissive? I feel like I'm a switch, you know what I mean? Like, I think that sex should be sort of, like, the power dynamic should always shift. Like, sometimes I'm, like, really dominant, you know, I think about, yeah, dominating someone, but, like, I still want to be dominated, too. Like, making someone big and being made to beg, like, it's equivalent to each other in value, I think, but that's just me. What is your go-to fetish, embarrassing or not? What fetish is almost always guaranteed to get you off? Well, I feel like I don't know. I think I have, like, an older guy fetish, if that's a thing. You know, when it comes to like teachers or professors or like people of power. Yeah, I think about like, yeah, I think about like making them beg to fuck me. Yeah, not that I'd ever fuck them in real life, but like I want them to want to fuck me, if that makes sense. Yeah, basically like affairs with like married men, that's one of the things. Sorry, I'm going off on a tangent. Alright, through some wonderful miracle, you have the entire house to yourself for hours. This doesn't have to be some quick, frantic, rushed masturbation session. You can take your time and do it upright. Oh my god, I would do so many things. What are you going to do to make yourself feel good? God, if I could have, like, the whole apartment to myself, the things I would get up to. Like, you know what I mean? Oh my god. Like, I'd probably walk around naked or something. And like get all like, I have never had a sex toy before, so like I would totally order one and like go to town. Yeah, and like listen to GWA stuff, I guess. But I would moan like really loud, and that's a thing apparently. Yeah. Have you ever been caught having sex, masturbating, or doing anything else even remotely sexual? What was your reaction? Guys, I have been caught, like, a lot of times. Like, someone walks in. Oh, there was this one time my grandpa walked in. Like, he was staying over at our place. Like, sort of babysitting my brother, I guess. Because my parents were, like, out of town. And guys, it was not pretty. I'm pretty sure he knew I was up to something, but like, you know, conservative, coming from the conservative family, you know, he didn't say anything. We just like looked at each other awkwardly and he went out of my room. So that, yes. And I was traumatized for the rest of my life. That was my reaction. Okay, cheating family fantasies are often pretty common, but cuckolding is less so if being a cuckold is a fantasy of yours. What about it turns you on the most? It isn't, but like, oh yes, it is. Like, I want my boyfriend to watch me having sex with someone and like enjoy it, cause like threesomes are like my thing, my go-to fantasy. So I don't know, like having guys focus on my pleasure, I guess that turns me on the most. What was your most sexual formative moment of your youth? Something you saw, did, or experienced that really shaped who you are as a sexual person? Ha. Guys? Okay, puberty and like that really hot fresh graduate teacher that teaches English during high school is like a really good combination for a sexual experience. Not that anything ever happened, but guys, my mind wanders all the time. I almost failed English, AP English, so that was that. Age is what you make out of it. Most people have some relative hard limits on age differences. How old is too old for you, generally speaking? Okay, so for most of my, well, I'm only 18, so I think from 14 to like 17, I was obsessed with Jason Bateman, and as you know, he's like really old for me, I guess. Yeah, he's almost the same as my dad's age. So I think 20-30 years would be okay, I guess. Yeah, I don't really have a cutoff point, I think. Okay, what is the shortest period of time you have known a person before having any kind of sexual interaction? I don't kiss and tell, guys. Okay, what would you like some making fuck berserker? I do not get this reference without looking this up. So, yeah, I guess this is it. Thanks for listening. I don't even know why you guys are listening to this, but you made it till the end. Yay. Alright, I'll see you guys, I guess. Okay, bye, Z's.